Welcome to the Divinely Human Podcast.
I am Alicia.
And I'm Tanita.
This podcast is where deep dives and real life collide.
Where we open the sealed section from the cosmic to the chaotic.
Let's dive in.
Hi, and welcome to season 3. We're so happy to have you back. We are ready to go. It is 8 p.m. It's nighttime. We're having a little bit of deja vu. So I don't know about you, but I'm a little bit delulu at this time of night. So I don't know what's going to come out. I know we're meant to be doing a catch up, but if you knew my day, it's going to be a fun episode.
It's so funny that you say that because I literally, before jumping on, I was putting my son to sleep and I read this thing that someone posted on Threads and it was like, being Delulu is the Salulu.
Oh my God, that's going to be my new life motto. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, that's great. I love that.
Oh my God. Double click, bold, underline that shit.
New tattoo unlocked.
God, literally, I'm going to make that into a fucking t-shirt. I love that.
I love it too. Oh my goodness. So I just have to say, it feels so good to just be in front of the camera. I mean, I wish it was in person. We had this convo the other week, but I mean, this is as good it's going to get for now. But it feels so good to be back speaking to you and just like doing this thing. I feel like this has become such a natural thing that when we take time off, it feels like I'm not in my natural habitat anymore. And I'm like, I want to go home. How do you feel?
I'm exactly the same. You know what? And it's funny because like in the time off, I was like, you know, it's nice. I've got a bit more like spaciousness, but there always feels like there's this part of me missing. And you know, when things are meant to be, when you jump in and it's in flow, and even though like, you know, technology kind of kicks us in the ass sometimes and sometimes our planning doesn't go to schedule, but when we're in it, it feels so good. And I think that says a lot, right?
Yeah, it does say a whole lot. Is that your dog that I can hear?
Oh my God, probably. He can open doors, which is not ideal.
I feel like we've spoken about this before, but how beautiful.
It's not beautiful. It's really annoying. He scratches all the paint and like it'll be midnight and all I hear is this door open with claws. Like it is terrifying sometimes.
Slightly terrifying, anyway. But hey.
But at least it's like a Labrador and not like, you know, the boogeyman.
Yeah, true. That is true. Although you have had your fair share. But anyway, besides the point, welcome to season 3, everybody. If you didn't catch our live last week, then we jumped on Instagram Live and just had a little live planning session speaking about the launch of season 3. I feel like it's so funny, like the ending of season 2 just kind of just happened naturally, I feel. And I feel like it also happened because we were kind of coming to the end of a cycle for both of us personally and starting something new. So I really do feel like it's the perfect time to dive in and begin season 3. So I'm feeling really excited about this.
Me too. And there was lots happening behind the scenes that, you know, some of you knew, some of you didn't, but it was a really good time for us to just sit and recoup because a lot of you know this is our passion project. This is our baby. Like we pour our hearts and souls into this, but like anything, we also need a bit of a break sometimes. And Leash was moving. I had things going on. Actually was growing a little human inside of me. So, you know, life has been busy.
Yeah, it has been busy. Wait, is this the announcement?
I mean, it's like the soft announcement. I don't think I'm going to do a big announcement. I don't know. With this one, I just feel probably because of my history, but I'm kind of just like, feel a lot calmer, a lot at peace with whatever happens and whoever knows. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to make a big fuss.
I feel like that's beautiful in itself, but also so special for our podcast family to be just, in the loop.
In the loop.
So if you're in the podcast fam, then you know what's going on pretty much in both of our lives, which I actually love that aspect of holding this space as well, because it does give that really safe space to just share what's actually happening in both of our lives. So, I mean, on that note, I feel like we spoke about what we were going to do for this episode today, and we think that it's best if we just have a catch up and just see where we're both at, what we're doing, what life's been like, what we have planned, like just a good old catch up with everybody, because it has been a hot minute. So how are you going? What is new? What are you doing? What are you working on? How are you feeling? What did you have for breakfast? I want to know everything.
Wow. You know what? With my brain right now, I couldn't even tell you what I fucking had for lunch. So, like, I don't really know. I've just been in a daze, to be honest. I've just been trucking along. I'm surprised I'm here.
You've been Delulu.
I've been very Delulu. Although, I must say, like, the past couple of days, I have received the most beautiful amount of support. I think I've been extremely overwhelmed, more so than I would have let myself recognize. At the beginning of this pregnancy, you know, anybody who knows my story, I've had 3 miscarriages in the last 18 months, and this pregnancy came very, very quickly after my last operation to remove little baby. So I was extremely numb to the whole process. And honestly, the past couple of days is the first time I've even really let myself think about this whole process. And my family have just rallied around me. And it has been super uncomfortable, to be completely honest, to have their support, like come in and clean my home and do my washing and clean my yard and just all of this stuff that has been so overwhelming to me. And it's been really beautiful and it makes me want to cry, but it's been so uncomfortable. And I've just been internally like working through that whole process of, you know, letting people in and letting people help me, because it's not always easy, especially for people like me who are like love to control and do all of that stuff. So that's kind of where I'm at in the past couple of days. What about you?
That is really beautiful though, and I understand how hard it is to let people in to help you. My younger sister is a Pisces and she's quite similar. Like she'll just, I feel like she just suffers silently and Pisces just don't ask for help. And I feel like you can go for so long and feel so like under pressure and like overwhelmed before they actually ask for help. Yeah. And a lot of the time they don't ask for help. So it's like, it's kind of like you, if you're a family member of them, you have to make sure that you're really being so observant of like what they're moving through and what's going on, and make sure that you do ask them like, hey, can I help you? Or do you need help with something? Or like, are you okay? Because a lot of the time they won't say a word, and it's so sad. I feel like giving you all a big hug and telling you that it's okay. But yeah, I'm so glad that you're feeling that support right now, because that's huge. And I understand though how awkward that can feel.
Totally. I'm like, what do? I feel fucking helpless right now. Like,
yeah, it's beautiful. I feel similar when I get help. I'm like, this is awkward. I would rather just do this myself to save the awkward feelings.
Yes.
But I feel you. But yeah, I'm well. I feel in this weird space right now, like not negative. It feels positive, but I'm just don't really know where I'm at.
I'd love that.
I think after like we're in like, it feels like right now I'm in like a halfway house. So it's like we're in the process of trying to buy a house at the moment, staying with my sister and my niece. And it's weird. Like I'm just so used to having my space. So I feel like I'm just like kind of walking on eggshells, like making sure that I don't upset anyone and just making sure that my, you know, my kids are, you know, not wreaking havoc and, you know, all the rest. So I feel like I'm in a really strange space at the moment. And I feel like that's kind of carried through into work as well, because I'm feeling like I don't even have the capacity at the moment in my life to even offer any sessions or anything this month. Like, and I keep saying, I'm like, oh, I'm going to open up bookings this month.
You're and like,
I'm like, my calendar, and I'm like, well, fuck, that's not going to happen. Like, look at my life. It's so crazy right now. So I don't know. I feel like I'm, you know, the universe right now is saying, Leash, you don't actually have to just run around and please everyone in your business. Just chill for a bit and enjoy life. And just, yeah, just if you can, please stop for a little while. So we'll see. I mean, we do have eclipse season coming up. So maybe that's, I feel like every eclipse season, you and I always say that we wish we could take it off work.
Yeah.
So heavy.
It's hectic. And you know what? It sounds like, yeah, you're really in that liminal phase, like that in-between moment of like, you know that there's an end, but you're not quite sure when it is. And so you're just kind of in this, this liminal mode, which can be really challenging. I mean, I really struggle to just be in that, especially when your calendar, like I saw, your calendar's so full, there's no time to do anything.
Mm.
But then you just have that pressure of running a business and wanting to bring in income, and you're like, trying to put all the pieces of the puzzle together. It's bloody hard.
It's a tedious dance between the both, isn't it? That pressure to provide, but then also the knowledge of what the universe is trying to show you that you actually need to do for yourself to look after yourself right now. It's a strange place.
Place.
Splash. Very strange splash. I was speaking to my friend the other day and I said, you know, it's like if there's a space, like the space in between, that's where I am right now. So anyway, it's not negative, it's just weird.
it's unknown, right? And different.
It's like, I don't know what you want me to do right now.
Mate, anyway. I would not have an answer to that at all. If anybody on this planet knows how to be, please send us a DM, because I think that's really hard. It's really hard to sit in that unknown and feel like super comfortable, but I guess that is a spiritual practice in itself, right?
I mean, I feel like that's a Virgo's quest for their life, isn't it? It's like the lifelong lesson. I'm like, at what point? I'll be like 88 and be like, I finally mastered surrendering to the universe. Like, it's going to be that long, you know. So
it'll be in like your little cottage in the woods, like all by yourself.
Exactly. It's what a struggle. So, yeah, that's how I am.
Wow. I actually feel like we're on polar opposite ends. Actually, not necessarily. In some points, yes, and in some points, no. I feel like I'm definitely in a limbo. I've got pending, a couple of months until my life really does change. I also don't know when it's going to happen, but it is going to happen.
Yeah.
But I feel so much pressure to, like, hustle and work and get my shit together. But like also feeling like I'm only working on half a brain is kind of challenging. A little bit like that makes things a little bit tough. But
yeah,
I'm actually really enjoying work. I'm really enjoying the new work that I'm doing. I love how like dynamic it is and different. And I think the only thing that I'm struggling with work wise is like, I just want to be able to understand how I can implement my business in my life with a newborn and wanting to step more into that motherhood archetype. And but at the same time, there's just always this remembrance of like, you can only plan so much. You can only have your shit together so much. Life is going to bring you what you need, and you're just going to have to go with the flow to some capacity.
Yeah, I mean, there's an element of surrender there as well when it comes to that, because you also don't know, when that time comes, what your life's going to look like, what kind of little personality is going to be in your care at that point as well. So it's like, I guess all I can say is just don't have any expectations, because
you're talking to the queen of expectations right now. That is so hard.
Me too. And if it's anything like what happened to me, you're going to end up with a polar opposite and you'll be like, what the fuck is this? What am I doing? How do I do this? So anyway. Sorry.
I'm so glad I have you in my life because I feel like you are going to just be, in, I hope you know this, such a sounding board for me and just reminding me that it's okay. Like,
With pleasure. We just need to work on the whole, like, living near each other thing because I feel like we could be such a help, you know, and it wouldn't be awful.
I know. And someone please invent a teleportation device. Otherwise, just cut the middle of Australia out. I think, like, we don't really need that part. We'll just squish it down a little.
Yeah, just let's get rid of, like, the upper north coast, but bye, Byron Bay.
Yeah. It's too busy anyway. You can't even fucking get out of the car there. It is ridiculous. Like, I literally drove there not long ago and I was starving. I wanted to go have lunch. I'm like, there is literally nowhere to park. I cannot even get out of my car right now. It's insane.
It's like Sydney, like mini Sydney, but like CBD Sydney now. It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
I'd have to live out in like a cave in the middle of nowhere out there.
Did you ever watch that Byron Bays on Netflix?
Oh my God, yes.
Do you remember that? That's all I can think of when I think about Byron Bay now. Like that was so cringy, I was so invested.
It's ultimately it's successfully given itself such a bad rap now that I feel like no one really even wants to go there, to be honest.
I know, except for like international people, tourists.
Yeah. Or like influencers. Jeez. Anyway. anyway, back on track.
Sorry.
I digress. But yeah, I feel, yeah, I'm excited to, I love how I literally just turned the whole subject on its head. Like,
sorry. You're like, this is not where the train is going. We're turning this around. The captain has made a call.
I'm excited for season 3, guys. This is about us.
Clearly.
This is about us, and I'm really excited. And also, next week, we're going to be doing a series of episodes about us, me and you together. So that will be really, really good because I know that there's a lot of people who have, you know, questions about us. So we're going to be doing like an interview series, discussing, you know, how we got here, things we've been through. It's gonna be going pretty deep. So I'm really looking forward to that as well. And that aside, I'm actually just really looking forward to kind of expanding this space out a little bit and seeing what other capabilities it has, like as an actual like podcast platform itself and what we can push the limits with in terms of holding space within the realms of this podcast, because I feel like we've only just brushed the surface and we're onto something here.
I feel that too. And I'm excited to get to know our community more. I'm excited to like invite them into the conversation a little bit more and just, yeah, hold space for them in a deeper way. I know we had some incredible ideas on our planning session the other day. If you guys want to watch that, it's actually on YouTube, so you can go and watch the replay. But in that, we kind of talked about having sessions where you guys send us questions and we kind of answer from our perspective. And it's almost like a, you know, 1-800-DIAL-DH kind of situation. Like, put in your questions, tell us what's going on with your life. If you need some support from like two sisters who are just going to hold space and sit at the same table with you, I think that, you know, we really want to be able to offer that in some capacity. So we're going to test that out this season, which will be really fun. And I'm excited to do the deep dive on our journeys as well, because, you know, I'm having a little bit of a fight with social media at the moment. I just think that we need to be reminded that they're actual humans with lives and journeys and whole stories behind the one by one posts that come up. And I'm excited for you guys to get to know us more and for us to just bring those walls down, because inevitably what social media does is it does kind of put distance between whoever the creator is and whoever is consuming their content. And I want to be able to bring down those walls, because that's what we're all about. We're never about hierarchy or, you know, creating content for a particular, you know, outcome. We really genuinely want to use this platform to connect with you guys because that's what we crave in our life. I mean, the reason why Alicia and I get up here every single week is because we want that connection in this community and we genuinely love it. And so I'm excited to do more of that this season.
Me too. But also I'm going to reiterate this again. I know that I gave this blast out on the planning session, but it really does also depend on you guys as well, the listeners, in terms of how far we can take this and how deep we can actually dive with this podcast and this podcast space. So I urge you all, if you're listening, if you have been a listener for a while, especially, and you really are part of this community, we want to hear from you. And what better way to do that than to utilize the voice note option that there is on the I will share the link actually.
I'm like you've got this.
I could see your face just then. You were like, yeah, you do it. And then you were like, oh fuck, she fucked it up.
I'm just gonna have to like block my camera. Sometimes I have a very expressive face and I'm sorry.
We'll share a link. We'll make sure that link is available. Actually, do we have a link tree on our Instagram?
Do we have a link tree
on Instagram? I think so. I think I'll put that on my list.
Yeah.
To add it to there. That's a great idea.
Your never-ending list. Yeah, so we'll make sure that there is a link available because we would love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your voice because we can actually play those voice notes during the recording and be able to help you in such a, I don't know, bigger way. Like it's so much easier to connect with someone as well when you can really hear them and understand what's going on. And we just want to hear from you guys. Like it's all we want in life. Okay. Please make our dreams come true. We need you. We really need that. We need you. Be a part of this community. Collaborate with us. And we promise. You're like, fuck, what are you about to promise?
We will promise our lives.
We promise that we will support you guys to the best of our abilities. And we just want to go deep with this. So please, please, please know that as much as we want to bring you guys a beautiful space to dive into and to grow and understand this divinely human experience, it also really relies on what you guys are showing up with too. And we would love to... Yeah, to hear from you guys. So, yeah.
Totally. I actually 100% agree with that. Of course.
Yes. Yes.
I'm excited. It's going to be a good season. I can feel it in my bones.
Yeah. Yeah. I can feel it too. I've got something in my eye. So just carry on. No.
An eyeball, maybe?
Are
you anyway, okay?
No, I'm okay. Sorry, guys. No, I'm really looking forward to this as well. And yeah, I guess we're looking forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, totally. And of course, if you have any episode requests, you can always send us a DM over at Instagram. You can message us. We're totally open to hearing those requests. I mean, we have so many ideas, but again, we need the help of some brains out there and you guys have the best brains. So let us pick your brains, give us some ideas because I'm working on half a brain right now. So I need some help, but I'm really excited. And you know what? Like when we started this podcast, I know that we had an idea of what it would turn into, but even in the last like 12 months of us having this, it's been pretty incredible to watch where it's gone and who it's reached. And I'm just, yeah, I'm really taking a bow to continuing that on so many levels. But I'm also keen to like step it up in terms of teaching. And also, I know we talked about this on the planning session as well, but step it up in terms of not just spiritual topics, because I know that we on an individual level do so much study and growth and just experience so many other things that aren't necessarily spiritual, but are a part of the human life. And so I want to bring more of those conversations in, and I know you do as well. So please don't think of this as just the, you know, spiritual space. It's so much more than that. And I think it's actually really detrimental to everybody in this space that we break down those walls between spirituality and humanity, because they're actually one and the same. And I think that, you know, it's just very important for us to talk about everything. And I know we have lots of opinions about those who are like 5D Ascension Masters and like we're living in the 5D and the 3D reality, which is just not possible. But anyway, so I just think that, yeah, it's really important for us to talk about things from a holistic perspective.
Absolutely. And just bring like all of the facets to the conversation, not just one, you know, one opinion and another one. Like we want to speak about everything because that's what life is in general. So yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited to dive into this with you. Season 3, here we come. Let's do this.
Yes. And in preparation for our upcoming episodes, we're going to be doing a deep dive on our journeys. I mean, you guys don't even know what's coming. Like it is going to be
It's going to be a roller coaster.
We are going to be putting disclaimers in the episodes, of course, if you are somebody who is struggling with mental health at the moment. I'm just going to say this here and now. We do recommend that you either get support or that you maybe skip those episodes because they could be triggering. I mean, we never know what's going to trigger you. It's not our aim to. We're just going to be sharing from the heart. But of course, we want to pop that disclaimer in there and we'll continue to put that on the episodes. But if there is anything that you want to learn about our journey, I seriously kid you not, we are just, we're bearing it all. We want to let you into what it's like being a human being living in this world, trying to run a business, being a mom, being a partner, going through traumatic experiences, trying to heal from that. Like, we just want to bring down the walls and let you guys in and share a little bit about us. So if you have any questions relating to our particular journeys, please send them through. You can use the voice note or you can send us a DM if you don't want to use your voice on the podcast, but we'd be so interested to hear what you guys want to know.
We would love to hear from you if you feel called to. Yeah, I'm excited. So welcome to season 3 and you can find us on all the platforms. Of course, you guys already know this. We're everywhere. You can't get rid of us. and you can find us on Instagram at the Divinely Human Podcast. And we're so looking forward to this season 3. Let's do this. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.